This is such a fun episode. This episode is when the ladies from the Dinks podcast take over Not a Mama Life podcast. That's up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this.
All right. So I'm Shauna.
I'm Angel.
And we are Dinks Pod. We have decided to be child-free for numerous reasons. I am 35, no children on purpose. I knew maybe like 2013 that I didn't want kids because it just seemed like a hassle and it seemed like a money guzzler and just a little human taking up all of your time and using all of your life for things that you no longer have control over. And that was just not something that I was ready to sign up for. I like to sleep. I like to take multiple naps.
Can't do that with kids.
Yeah, no, I like to do things and spend money and go places when I want to go and do things that I want to do. And also, I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do. So I don't have to go to soccer practice or ballet class or t-ball practice or sign this child up for some type of summer camp or any of those things. I just don't have to deal with it. And it is awesome.
It is great. And children are terrible at things, okay? So you go to this ballet, no one's following the steps. They're not listening. They're facing the wrong direction. This does not sound like fun to me.
You also have to just be like, you're doing a great job, and you're really not.
Right. Lying to these babies. Okay. So I'm Angel. I'm 41, very happily married to my super hot husband. And I knew from when I was a child. Because I never was even born with the gene that desires motherhood. Like when I was playing as a kid, like I didn't have baby dolls. I was Barbie all the way because she had her own place, she had her own car, she was a career woman, she was tall and thin, and I'm just that was what resonated with me. So I knew forever, and I am unapologetic about it. I groomed my family for my whole life to not expect children out of me. And I have held true to this day.
That
I
part.
don't want to do stuff I don't want to do either.
No, the struggle is I'm my mother's only child. So when I told her that I was 1000% not having children, it was like, okay. And then I solidified that decision by having a whole two-fold ligation. Let's get those out of there. We don't need any accidents. It kind of was like, oh, okay, well, this is real. And
Permanent.
we don't need to really ask when we're getting any children or grandchildren out of here. I tried to have puppies. It did not work. I had three dogs.
Had a cat for a week.
And also, right, you did have a cat for a week and you were so like gung ho on this cat.
Was.
They're too needy. They're just like children. You have to feed them and take them to the doctor. And dogs, you have to walk outside three times a day and
And
play
you
with
have to
them.
walk children too.
You do have to walk children. I see them outside of my place, just walking the outside. I don't want any parts of that. I have no desire. No, it's cool. I like my friends' kids because they're
Oh,
like infants. But when they get to the talking stage, I can't really, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say to you.
no, I talk to kids like adults. I think it's really funny. I get them all riled up and then I'm like, all right, see ya. Because I get to go home alone.
Awful. That is awful. And I have a maximum amount of time that I can deal with like amped up children, it's probably about 7 minutes that I'm ready to go.
Tops.
Because I have like the sensory overload and the screaming and the yelling. I can't.
They don't know how to stop.
They don't have inside voices either.
No, they don't.
No such thing as inside voices. Mm-hmm. So being child free has allowed me to work two jobs like all of my life. I have, you know, been able to travel and buy things and buy my friends things and buy my husband things and, you know, buy new cars when I felt like it and quit jobs and start new jobs and all of those things.
Yeah.
You can't do with children because you have to keep their stability in the front of your mind.
Exactly.
And
I don't want them to come first. And so I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. My peace of mind is more important. And I feel like I have a better peace of mind than the people that I know that have children.
Oh, for sure. I have extreme anxiety and it has now started into social anxiety. So children don't care about any of that. They don't care about your mental health or that you don't feel like talking or that you are not feeling well today. They want to play. You need to talk to them. You need to feed them. You need to do all of those things and you can no longer take care of yourself in any capacity.
They don't care that I suffer from chronic migraines. They don't care about that.
No, they don't care. Where is my snack?
They are selfish, self-indulgent, irrational. Like none of these things sound good to
me. Emotional.
And they mess your stuff up. Listen, I just got a new house and I bought these expensive ass chairs because they're beautiful and I wanted them and I could afford them and I bought them and let somebody get a spaghetti stain on my chair. You have to get out. Get out of my house. It's not going to work for me.
Right now, I'll help you pack.
You have to go. I don't know where you're going, but you got to get up out of here.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I know this about myself, so I'd rather live in my truth.
That is a real thing. Like, guys, if you are on the fence, get off.
Get off. Don't do it. Fence means no, okay?
No. I don't even, no, guys.
No.
I'm not exactly sure how long this was supposed to be, but that's just us and how our child-free lives are running right now in 2021 amidst this coronavirus/Delta virus that's coming through. Living in the panorama without children has been blissful.
Yes, it has.
Like the glory. Just give the glory.
I thrived.
Okay. I have thrived in life. In real life, I'm like starting one entrepreneurial job and quit one, starting another one. Listen, let's get this money popping.
Yes, all the monies.
So that's our snippet on why we have chosen to be child free. I hope it helps someone out there to make a decision and stand in your truth and being child free and living your child free life.
Unapologetically.
And that's it for us. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so seriously, how fun was that episode? Anything about the Dinks podcast, their Instagram page, any of that is going to be in today's episode/show notes. So check it out there. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.